A recent study from the University of Illinois finds that non-COVID U.S. deaths were significantly higher in the first months of the pandemic than in previous years.
Is COVID-19 not only causing COVID-19 deaths, but is it causing other deaths in society?
That's U of I computer scientist Sheldon Jacobson. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, December 4th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The traditional bell ringing for the Peoria Area Salvation Army is quiet for now, as potential COVID-19 exposure has left the Red Kettle collection stations unmanned. Yet, the organization still hopes to meet its seasonal fundraising goal. Joe Deacon reports.
The first weekend in December generally produces about $100,000 in Red Kettle donations. Tri-County Commander Major Jesse Collins says although the decision to silence the bells temporarily will undoubtedly cost a significant amount of income, keeping the community as safe as possible was the only option.
We've agreed with the stores to be very careful, and so we're just keeping our part of the bargain that we will not put anybody at risk of contracting COVID.
Collins says in light of the pandemic, this year's campaign started early and was off to a strong start before the bells went silent. The drive's theme is Rescuing Christmas, and the fundraising goal remains unchanged from last year at $1.65 million.
We exceeded it last year, which helped us with some of this year's need. But we anticipate the need's going to be just really, really increased in January, February, March.
Collins says he hopes the likely decline in kettle donations will be offset by a strong response to their mail campaign and online contributions.
We're encouraging people to help us at sapeoria.org to meet the need of this community. They've come through every year. I'm sure they'll come through this year. It's a very generous community.
Collins says they intend to have the bell ringers back in place as soon as possible. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. State health officials reported 10,959 new COVID-19 cases and 192 more deaths yesterday. This brings the state to a total of more than 759,000 cases and 12,830 deaths linked to the virus since the start of the pandemic. More than 5,600 patients are hospitalized statewide for COVID-19. Of those, 1,170 are in the ICU, and nearly 700 are on ventilators. A Galesburg firefighter was treated at the hospital after he was injured fighting a house fire last night, and Peoria Area Association of Realtors President Jason Catton says the market's affordability is helping drive continued strong sales figures. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. During the first 3 months of the pandemic, the number of Americans dying not just from COVID-19 increased compared to previous years. That's according to a recent study led by University of Illinois researchers involving CDC data. Christine Herman spoke with internal medicine professor Dr. Janet Jokala and computer scientist Sheldon Jacobson about what they found and what questions remain.
What we wanted to do is find out, is COVID-19 not only causing COVID-19 deaths, but is it causing other deaths in society, ancillary deaths, which we don't quite know why they're happening, but it's very possible because of COVID-19, there have been changes in society, there have been changes in our healthcare system, there's been the changes in the way people behave that ultimately lead to possibly more or less deaths. And this was our hypothesis. Can we in fact assess that? And our findings came out that for women, between the age of 25 and 44, there was a statistically significant increase in non-COVID excess deaths. Those are deaths that have nothing to do with COVID, but certainly are occurring. We also saw that for men from the age of 15 all the way up to 54, there was a statistically significant increase in non-COVID deaths during this time period. Probably the most interesting observation we made was that for women between the age of 5 and 14, young girls, there was a statistically significant decrease in deaths, which means that COVID-19 was protective for this group. Now, if you look a little more deeply, you can actually explain this, because from March, April, and May, we had many stay-at-home orders in place in Illinois as well as around the country. And because of that, people were not moving about society in the same way. The most common cause of death in this young women age group is actually accidents. And with less people out and about, what you end up with is fewer accidents. And this would explain that phenomena.
And I understand this is beyond the scope of the study that you all did, but hearing this, people certainly will wonder, what do we suspect is driving this increase in deaths for adult men and women? Dr. Jokula?
There's some interesting aspects of this. One, this study corroborates the information from the CDC that was announced a couple of weeks ago. So certainly everything that we found is consistent with what the CDC is reporting to, that there are unexplained excess deaths during this time period compared to prior years. That being said, looking at the specific causes was not something that was analyzed as part of our study, but of course we do have hypotheses about what could be driving this. One issue that could be accounting for some of this could be COVID deaths, which were not accounted for. So if you remember back in March, April, and May, kind of early on, testing and tests were very hard to come by. And so it's entirely possible that there are people who had passed away during that time who were not diagnosed at the time when these deaths were counted. And indeed, it could be an undercounting of COVID-related deaths. So that's one thought. Other thoughts are other healthcare problems or healthcare conditions which were not attended to. So people might have been, again, and this is well documented, but afraid to come into medical clinics, afraid to come into the hospital, and they put off coming in. So in essence, you know, perhaps some of these other medical conditions like heart disease, like cancer screenings, and some of those things were not taking place. And this contributed to excess deaths in these other categories. I think another consideration also is opioid epidemic. Could it be possible that some of these deaths during this time were tied to that? We don't know, but I think that's certainly a possibility. This study in some ways is really a call to action. You know, we've documented that this occurs, but I think it's imperative that more research is done to try to better understand why this is happening so that other interventions could be deployed to try to address whatever is going on here and whatever is driving it.
That's Dr. Janet Jokula and Professor Sheldon Jacobson at the University of Illinois in Urbana. They spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.